Now, last week we had talked about first fruits and the feasts of Israel and how it connected up with, actually Acts talks about the times and epochs or the times and seasons and how God's timing and everything works everything out. He's got it all laid out to a certain point that His will is going to be accomplished, and we see that in the Jewish feasts. Well, we talked about seeming contradiction with Jesus. Did He partake in the Passover meal or did He not? When you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it looks like He did, that He had the Passover meal with the disciples. And when you read John, it almost appears that He was actually crucified on the day of preparation of the Passover. And so how do you combine these ideas together? Well, I think if you read it, one of the problems is when you read things on the internet and read things that are laid out as far as how Israel celebrates feasts, a lot of times you get involved in tradition again. They have different traditions than they do than what God has laid out in the law. And so the law lays out things very specifically. The Jews have taken and sometimes extended things, made things bigger than what the law is. Other times they get trapped into some of their traditions, as we all do. I mean, it's all one of those things that it's insidious how traditions creep in and changes what God has said. If you read, and I don't want to take too much time doing this, but if you read in Scripture and read what the law says, specifically the Mosaic law, as to when Passover is to be celebrated, we see that the 14th Nisan is the Jewish feast of Passover, and it is to be celebrated at twilight, it says. And at twilight, now, what most people usually take is that it's celebrated on that night of the 14th. They take it as the end of the 14th going into the 15th, which means the 14th would be the preparation for the Passover. The 15th would be early the 15th, they would have the Passover. But then the 15th through the 21st is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so the Feast of Unleavened Bread would continue on through the 21st of Nisan. Now, we're using the Jewish calendar because that's what they follow, a lunar calendar, which varies in accordance with us. In this case, the 14th, if you take it very literally, the Passover would have been early on the 14th. Jesus was crucified on the cross from about, lost the date, to tell about 6 p.m. Is it 9 o'clock? Oh, no, I lost track of, remember when Jesus was on the cross? Was it 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
It was 9 in the morning. At noon came darkness. About 3 p.m. then, so I think it was from 9 to 3 that he was on the cross. Darkness came over the land at noon. Okay, yeah, so that's right. From 9 to 3 he was on the cross. Now that puts it, in other words, he could have had that Passover meal with the disciples, which he did have. So by following the Mosaic law, Passover meal was on when it switched over. And remember, this is sunset. Each line here begins at sunset, technically. So they would look at the timing of the sun going down, and at sunset then each day is the new day, the new calendar day for the Jewish people. Now when you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you remember that the Romans, of course, were controlling or in charge of the Jews. The Jews were under the Roman rule. And often, when the Romans, well, when different people come together, they adopt things of the other country. So in other words, the Jews started adopting some of the, like the day-night system of the Romans, and so therefore, sometimes you're going to see, instead of twilight here, in terms of the Roman calendar, everything would start at midnight and go on. So their day would start at midnight to midnight, which is what we're used to. So at midnight, the new day starts. So there is a new day shortly after they have Passover. They have Passover at twilight, which would be about 6, 7 o'clock, depending on the time of year. And then it would switch over to the new day in Roman time, but not in terms of the Jewish time. So sometimes when you're reading Scripture, you'll see that they use Roman time, and I'm not going to give the examples here. It's way beyond what I'm trying to show here. So Passover on the Jewish calendar, according to the Mosaic law, would happen on the 14th of Nisan. The Jews, remember, in Egypt, were quickly putting together this meal. They would have sacrificed the lambs on the 13th, get everything prepared, have the meal at sunset, which consisted of lamb, bitter herbs, and the unleavened bread. There could be other things, but those three things are specifically mentioned in Scripture. So they would have that, what they would call a Passover meal, and then their escape after that out of Egypt. Now, the unleavened bread, Feast of Unleavened Bread, which actually starts at that midnight on the 15th, when you're reading Scripture, this whole period is called Passover, which goes from this period here all the way out to the 21st. It's also called Unleavened Bread and goes all the way out here. And I showed a couple scriptures that indicate that. Luke was one that showed, it says it's Passover, which is also called Unleavened Bread. In other words, like we, when we talk about Christmas, when is Christmas? Specifically, it's on the 21st, on the 20, when is it? the 25th, right? But when do we consider, what do we consider Christmas? After Thanksgiving, basically. Now it's after October 31st. Yeah, after Halloween. And even before that, we're seeing mid-October Christmas things showing up in stores. Well, the Christmas season, we usually think of the after Thanksgiving through all of December and into the 1st of January. So they did the same thing. They would consider the Passover to be every day during this feast, which would be 8 days, or they would also call it unleavened bread. And they would know what they're talking about. It's specifically, technically, that first day is the Passover, and then the 7 days following is unleavened bread. All right, that makes sense? Now, that first day of unleavened bread is a Sabbath, a day that they would commemorate and give it to the Lord, and they would rest. They could do no work on that day. And then the day after that, on the 16th, well, and it depends on the calendar now, where everything falls, could be a Saturday, which would be a Sabbath. It could have been a Friday, which would have been then not a Sabbath, leading into another Sabbath afterwards on the 17th. So it could be a Sabbath here or a Sabbath here. And that's where people get into arguments about when did Jesus die. Were there two Sabbaths in a row? And that's one thing that most people lose track of. When they talk about Jesus dying on that Friday, they say that there's a Sabbath after that, so it must have been on a Saturday of that Sabbath, but actually there were two Sabbaths during that week of Jesus' death. The first Sabbath was one that came with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Also, the last day of Unleavened Bread is also a Sabbath. I can spell that. And so we have a Sabbath and a Sabbath, and then we have the weekly Sabbath also following in that.
Could have been three?
Not in a week.
Oh, okay. I'm just getting this stuff from
this is this day here, and then ending in a Sabbath, and then there's a weekly Sabbath, or it could fall on top of the same Sabbath. So, and there's some websites out there that say, well, they never have two Sabbaths in a row. And that is actually tradition. The rabbis didn't want the people to be overly burdened with Sabbaths, so they declared, outside of the Mosaic law, that we don't have two Sabbaths. Now, I don't know how tightly they adhere to that, but the rabbis come up with their own rules and regulations to, for whatever reason. So anyway, the point here is, as we read through here, and we see that Jesus did have his Passover meal, and he was put on the cross, but John now comes up with this as a day of preparation. And that is John 19, what's that?
Is John taking more of the Roman way of the days, or are Matthew, Mark, and Luke looking at the Roman days?
Well, not necessarily. There are passages, I just don't have them here right now, that indicate that the timing is Roman rather than Jewish. But I read that and I just pushed it aside because it's beyond where we're going with that. So I'm in this case, we're still assuming that we're on Jewish time. John 19:14 and 15 says, now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. So what day does it sound like? You'd think it'd be on the 13th.
Yeah.
Right? Now you have to understand that when it says this, that there are actually two preparation days that are in view. Why not? Why would it be easy? There's a preparation day for the Passover, which was the killing of the lambs, but there's also a preparation for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is also called Passover. So in other words, you have to understand which day of preparation you're in and what they mean by the term Passover. Well, I'm seeing a lot of blank faces out there.
And there's no indication from Scripture, really, to say, are they talking about unleavened bread Passover, or are they talking about Passover Passover?
Exactly. Now, when they're writing this, it's almost like, well, we know it's obvious what we're talking about. Now, 2,000 years later, it ain't so obvious. So the day of preparation, and it says that they were going to, let me just say, it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, behold your king. So they cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to him, so I crucify your king. The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. And John 18:28, backing up a chapter, then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium. It was early, and they themselves did not enter into the praetorium so that they would not be defiled but might eat the Passover. Well, now you have to understand that that day of unleavened bread, there was a preparation for that. And you know what they did for that feast? Or for this 7 days of feasting? They do this to this day, is that they'll sweep the house of all leaven.
Even their dishes, don't they wash? Don't they wash? Do everything?
Well, everything's clean, but they make sure and they go through the house and sweep up any bits that, you know, when you're cooking, you might have a bit of flour on the floor or something. So they make sure that everything is pulled together and brought together so that there's no leaven in the house. And like I mentioned last week, they even will sell their leaven to a Gentile and then sell it back through a rabbi. You know, it's kind of a gimmick to be able to get to that point. If you own a bread company, a baking company, or a bakery, you got a problem because you're holding on to a whole bunch of leaven, so therefore they sell it to a hopefully someone you trust, and that they'll sell it back as soon as the unleavened bread, Feast of Unleavened Bread, is done. All right, so anyway, John 19, I believe that we are looking at the preparation for the Passover is actually the preparation, what we would call the preparation for the unleavened bread, Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so what they were doing is prepping for it before that meal that they would start off the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Passover meal was eaten properly at Passover. When Jesus eats the Passover meal, it's going to conform perfectly with the Mosaic Law. Because he obeyed and he followed the Mosaic Law to every jot and tittle. Everything was perfect and perfectly conformed to the Mosaic Law. Therefore, if Jesus said he ate his Passover meal, he ate his Passover meal, and he ate it at the right time. Some people say, well, he ate it a day early. No, he didn't. That would be against the Passover law. And if he had a meal, it could be called the Last Supper, but it's not going to be called a Passover meal. So, when he ate the Passover meal, it was at twilight, which kicked off just on the other side of the 14th, on their day of reckoning, just after sunset. The preparation we read about, where they there's a room set up, the disciples went and got went to a man that had a donkey or whatever, and so there's all these details that Jesus told them, watch for this, get this set up for me, and then we're going to have the Passover meal. That happened, and then he went into Gethsemane, they arrested him, the trial all that night, leading to his death and burial that same day before the Sabbath. He had to be in the ground before the Sabbath, and therefore then he was buried before sunset, between 3 and sunset. The leaders of Israel then were looking forward to, they were getting in preparation for the Day of Unleavened Bread. So in other words, if you think of it in the terms of that, Matthew, Mark, and Luke line up with John 19 and John 18 as far as the timing. I was confused because there were so many, there's so much out there and so much that seems to be wrong in putting these things together. So anyway, that's the solution for today.